قل من كان عدوا لجبريل فإنه نزله على قلبك بإذن الله مصدقا لما بين يديه وهدى وبشرى للمؤمنين.
Say, whoever is an enemy to Gabriel should know that he revealed this Quran to your heart by Allah's leave. It confirms the scriptures revealed before it and is a guidance and good tiding to the people of faith. Say, whoever is an enemy to Gabriel.
The Jews not only reviled the Prophet, peace be upon him, and his followers, but also God's chosen angel, Gabriel, denouncing him as their enemy and branding him as the angel of curse rather than of blessing.
من كان عدوا لله وملائكته ورسله وجبريل وميكال فإن الله عدو للكافرين.
And if this is the cause of their hostility to Gabriel, let them know, whoever is an enemy to Allah, His angels and His messengers, and to Gabriel and Michael, will surely find Allah an enemy to such unbelievers.
وَلَقَدْ أَنزَلْنَا إِلَيْكَ آيَاتٍ بَيِّنَاتٍ وَمَا يَكْفُرُ بِهَا إِلَّا الْفَاسِقُونَ.
We surely send down to you clear verses that elucidate the truth, verses which only the transgressors reject as false.
أَوَكُلَّمَا عَاهَدُوا عَهْدًا نَبَذَهُ فَرِيقٌ مِّنْهُمْ بَلْ أَكْثَرُهُمْ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ.
Is it not that every time they made a covenant with Allah, a party of them set it aside? The truth is that most of them do not truly believe.
وَلَمَّا جَاءَهُمْ رَسُولٌ مِّنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ مُصَدِّقٌ لِمَا مَعَهُمْ نَبَذَ فَرِيقٌ مِّنَ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابَ كِتَابَ اللَّهِ وَرَاءَ ظُهُورِهِمْ كَأَنَّهُمْ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ.
And whenever a messenger from Allah came to them, confirming what they already possessed, a party of those who had been given the scripture flung the book of Allah behind their backs as if they knew nothing.
وَاتَّبَعُوا مَا تَتْلُو الشَّيَاطِينُ عَلَى مُلْكِ سُلَيْمَانِ وَمَا كَفَرَ سُلَيْمَانُ وَلَكِنَّ الشَّيَاطِينَ كَفَرُوا يُعَلِّمُونَ النَّاسَ السِّحْرَ وَمَا أُنزِلَ عَلَى الْمَلَكَيْنِ بِبَابِلَ هَارُوتَ وَمَارُوتَ وَمَا يُعَلِّمَانِ مِنْ أَحَدٍ حَتَّى يَقُولَا إِنَّمَا نَحْنُ فِتْنَةٌ فَلَا تَكْفُرْ فَيَتَعَلَّمُونَ مِنْهُمَا مَا يُفَرِّقُونَ بِهِ بَيْنَ الْمَرْءِ وَزَوْجِهِ وَمَا هُمْ بِضَارِّينَ بِهِ مِنْ أَحَدٍ إِلَّا بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ وَيَتَعَلَّمُونَ مَا يَضُرُّهُمْ وَلَا يَنْفَعُهُمْ وَلَقَدْ عَلِمُوا لَمَنِ اشْتَرَاهُ مَا لَهُ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنْ خَلَاقٍ وَلَبِئْسَ مَا شَرَوْا بِهِ أَنفُسَهُمْ لَوْ كَانُوا يَعْلَمُونَ.
And then followed what the evil ones falsely attributed to the kingdom of Solomon, even though Solomon, peace be upon him, had never disbelieved. It is the evil ones who disbelieved, teaching people magic. and they followed what had been revealed to the two angels in Babylon, Harut and Marut, although these two angels never taught it to anyone without first declaring, "We are merely a means of testing people, so do not engage in unbelief." And yet they learned from them what might cause division between a man and his wife. They could not cause harm to anyone except by the leave of Allah, and still they learned what harmed rather than profited them, knowing well that he who bought it will have no share in the world to come. Evil, indeed, is what they sold themselves for. Had they but known, do not engage in unbelief.
There are various opinions on the interpretation of this verse. My own conclusion is that at the time when the whole Israelite nation was chained in slavery and captivity in Babylonia, God sent two angels in human form in order to test the Jews. In the same way as angels were sent to the people of Lot, peace be upon him, in the form of handsome youth, they were presumably sent to Israel in the form of divines who could work magic and sorcery. These angels at once began working their magical wonders, but they warned the people that their presence among them was designed to test their faith,
and
that they ought not to jeopardize their prospects in the afterlife by practicing magic. Despite the warning, it seems that the Israelites had become so fond of their magical artifices that they continued to pounce upon the talismans and sorcery they taught.
وَلَوْ أَنَّهُمْ آمَنُوا وَاتَّقَوْا لَمَثُوبَةٌ مِّنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ خَيْرٌ لَوْ كَانُوا يَعْلَمُونَ
Had they believed and been God-fearing, Allah's reward would have been better. Had they but known,